pitch.
It's very rare that we get to talk about this parsha.
It's recorded.
This parsha on its own. Parsha's Pekudei, we're usually focusing more on Vayakel. And Vayakel, as many of the parshias beforehand, discuss the construction of the Mishkan, discuss the establishment of the Mishkan, but it's already numerous times that we've been discussing the Mishkan, namely from Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei. What's Pekudei adding? Again, Nachamol, we go through the whole entire Mishkan. Why? What's the necessity for this repetition? Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, the countings of the Mishkan, the calculations of the Mishkan, of all the different materials and items used in the Mishkan, but now we're going to make a cheshbin. Now we're going to make a calculation. If the calculation is necessary, if this is something that's very chashuv for the construction of the Mishkan and for establishing a Mishkan, so then what, Rabosai? Why put it here? Put it earlier. Put it at the time of the construction. Put it at Parshas Truma. Put it at the Haskalah of the concept, the beginning of the concept of this new idea that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, a Mishkan, so then we should make the cheshbonos and call the accountants then. Why now at Soif Sefer Shmos, the last parsha with the construction of the Mishkan, do we start counting things? And there's a lot of focus on the counting. There's a lot of focus on the counting. The Midrashim, I have a Medrash Rabbah over here, the first Medrash Rabbah discusses Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. The Medrash speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu's Ne'emonus, and everyone, and the fact that he was trustworthy, and it compares him to Korach, who wasn't as trustworthy with all the accountings of the Mishkan. And then the next Medrash speaks about one of the sources for Maris Ayin, that people shouldn't even suspect you of stealing or doing something wrong, which is the second Medrash in this week's Parsha. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu went through many ways and many avenues in order that people shouldn't suspect him, Chas V'Shalom, of taking any of the gold and the silver and the metals, as the Medrash of Isin, Nikiyah Me Hashem of Yisrael, you should make sure that even Am Yisrael do not suspect you of taking anything or doing something wrong in Avodas Hashem. And that's how the Medrash begins, and then there's something fascinating. Rabosai, one of the most fascinating Medrashes I've ever seen in my life. The Medrash says as follows, the second Medrash in the beginning of this week's parasha. Klal Yisrael is bringing all of their donations to the Mishkan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan l'shnei v'karim eviyu v'hoyser. They were bringing so much to the Mishkan, v'hoyser, and it was left over. There was extra. Shneimar, as the pasuk says in last week's parsha, v'amalacha hoysadayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, relax, it's enough, we have too much. Listen to the Medrash, Rabbosai. Nichnas Moshe Eitzel Bitzalel. Ra'a Shehoysir Min HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu went over to Bitzalel and he saw that there was leftover cash and gold for the and silver for the Mishkan. Amar Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Ha'olam. Ribon Shalom. Asinu es HaMishkan, we built the Mishkan, v'hosarnu, and we have left over cash, left over silver, left over gold. Manase banosar, what should we do with this leftover metal that was not needed in the Mishkan? Amr loy, lech va'ase bohem Mishkan la'edus. He says to him, go and build for yourself a Mishkan La'edus. Halach Moshe va'asa bahen. Moshe Rabbeinu followed and listened. Both say, I'm not making this up. Kevin sheba liten cheshbin. Once he made the calculation, Amar lahem, kach v'kach yotza le'mishkan. This was the calculation for the Mishkan. uvayeser, and with the leftover, asisi mishkan la'edus. Have eile pikude ha-mishkan, mishkan ha'edus. Rabosai, this is something very perplexing. Moshe Rabbeinu walks over to Bezalel. All of the Mishkan that was been developed over the last few parshios that Bezalel was involved with and Bezalel was overseeing, Bezalel was in charge. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized from last week's parsha there's some leftover money. Moshe Rabbeinu decides, and what does he do with the leftover money? He says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a Mishkan Aedus. Does anyone have any idea what I'm talking about? You just said the Mishkan was constructed. The Mishkan was built. There was leftover money. Now you're going to build a Mishkan Aedus, Rabbi Sai. This is for a shir on its own. This medrash is, as what we say in yeshivas, meraps and igri. Rips up papers. It's perplexing. Like there's nothing else as perplexing as this. To the extent that the Chassam Sofer and the Mefarshim on the Medrash write, that there were two sets of Mishkans. There was a separate Mishkan for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's so hard to understand and to really understand fully what the Medrash is talking about that you look at the Mefarshim on this Medrash, just look at it. The Chassam Sofer says, no, what it means is it was a Beis HaKnesses. On the side of the Mishkan, there was a shul. Because in order to answer this medrash, and they bring proofs to this Chassam Sofer, to this idea that the Maran Yuma says that when the Kohen Gadol would read from the Sefer Torah during the Avodah on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says on Daf Samech Chesam Abeis, they would pass over the Sefer Torah from different individuals, ultimately getting to the Azara where the Kohen Gadol read the Torah, and it says the Chazan HaKnesses would take out the Sefer Torah. Rashi says it takes out the Sefer Torah from where? The Chazan HaKnesses, from the Beis HaKnesses. Sounds like there's actually some proof that on the side of the Beis HaMikdash there was some sort of Beis HaKnesses. Says the Chassam Sofer, this Medrash is a source, and the reason the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted them to have a Beis HaKnesses is because there's going to be a time that we're going to be living in this day and age that we don't have a Mishkan, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and all we're going to have left with is what? Is just the Beis HaKnesses, and the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to be mechazik us, and that's really already something that already is instilled and happened and occurred already in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rabbi Sai, I'd like to suggest a new pshat. A new pshat, how to understand this medrash. It's not referring to a second structure. It's not referring to a double mishkan, which I'm not even sure what that means 100%. And it's not even referring to, like the Chassam Sofer was saying, that it's a Beis HaKnesses, although each one of those pshatim are fascinating on their own right. At the end of the day, Rabosai, this medrash needs a hesber. This medrash, the beginning of this week's parsha, but I think it's telling us something fundamental and transformational that's happening in the beginning of this week's parsha, the final parsha of establishing the Mishkan. Eile pekude ha-mishkan. Then there was no leftover money. Then the construction of the Mishkan ended up not having anything gehusar, anything left over. But what does that mean? What second Mishkan? What's the difference between Mishkan and what's the difference between Mishkan ha-edus? Rabosai, if you look at Chazal, Rashi quotes it at the beginning of this week's parsha. Rashi writes, Mishkan HaEdus is referring to the Edus. What Edus? What testimony? Testimony that the Rebbeinu Shalom finally is forgiving us post Cheta Egel, and this Mishkan is now Edus. That now we're involved in creating a makom for Ashras Ashtina, for reconnecting with the Eibishter, reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now this is Eidus, Rashi says, testimony that we're reconnected, that we now have that bond that we had before Cheta Egel. The Rebbeinu Shalom forgave us for such a chetah. That's Mishkan Eidus. Very, very positive start of the parsha. Very positive beginning, an uplifting beginning, a tshuva beginning, the fact that we're now getting back to where we was, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is restored. Baruch Hashem, the Mishkan represents in this week's parasha, Mishkan Ha'edus. You know what's bothersome, Avitan? Rashi.
Rashi right next to this Rashi says something so depressing. The pasuk says, "Eilep kudei Mishkan, Mishkan Aedus." So where you have one Rashi that's saying, "Rabbi Yisai, we're back to normal. We're back with the Abishur. We're back connected." You know what the other Rashi says? There's a repetition. Chazal say, the Medrash says, there's a repetition of Mishkan, Mishkan. What does that mean, Mishkan, Mishkan? Why did the Torah repeat the word Mishkan twice? Says Rashi,
"I have something to tell you. Mishkan comes from the word mashkon, comes from the word deposit, and that deposit, that security on the loan, on the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could be taken away, and it said Mishkan, referring to mashkon twice, because it's referring to what," says Rashi at the beginning of the Sukkah Parsha, quoting Chazal, "it's referring to the Chutu Chorbonos of the Beis HaMikdash, when we suffered, when we sinned, and we deserved the punishment, and we didn't have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we were punished." So I understand, like what, Rabbi say, what mood should I be in when I'm reading the beginning of Parshas Pekudei? On the one hand, Rashi's saying, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're back to normal. We have a good relationship. We're buddy-buddy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We, Baruch Hashem, we're mechah, we have a kapara, we have an atonement on the sin that we got just got involved in. It's Mishkan Eidos. This is Eidos on the connection. There's kapara Stera Egel." And then Rashi, in the same, it's like schizophrenic. It's like in the same sentence. Rashi's saying, by the way, this is a horrible parsha. This is referring to Mishkan, Mishkan, the Mashkon. The fact that there's going to be a Chorban HaMikdash, the fact that there's going to be something that's going to desecrate the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, why? If it's a positive moment, so don't ruin my moment. Don't kill my moment. We'll talk about Chorban HaMikdash when it comes to Tisha B'Av. What do you have to lame this right now in Parshas Pekudei? Rabbi Yisai, the Medrash has another interpretation on this double language of Mishkan, Mishkan, not only referring to Mashkon, to the deposit that was taken away twice in the Churban Bayis Rishon, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and the Churban Bayis Sheni. But the Medrash has an alternate pshat. The Mishkan is connected to the Mishkan. The Mishkan is mechuvan, is parallel to the other Mishkan. Says the Medrash that we know, the Rishonim talk about this in the Masechta Sukkah, we know that there's a Beis HaMikdash and a Mishkan Shelamala. And that is parallel to the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan Shelamala. But why is that relevant right now? And if it's relevant, Rabosai, I'm going to add this on to all the other questions that we started off with. And if it's important in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, that you should know that this is not just the structure down here, but there is really the most ultimate structure, the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kisei HaKovet, that is up there, that you should know that is parallel to our Mishkan, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'elep Kudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, a double Mishkan. So then, Rabbi Osai, if the construction of the Mishkan, if we're now involved in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we should know that there's a parallel, that there's a Mikdash that's now giving Kedusha to our Mikdash from being above, when should this be said? When we start with the Mishkan. Not at the end. Not now. At Parshas Truma. At the beginning. Or in all the Parshios, the five Parshios that we repeat. The idea of the concept. Why now? Why now are we involved in the counting, in the cheshbonos, in the Moshe Rabbeinu being accounted, and the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu can't be chas v'shalom nechshad, and people should follow chas v'shalom to think that he's stealing, and makbid on maras ayin that makes sure that he has accountability, that he gets other people that are counting with him, that he knows that he's a neman. Why is this relevant now? Why is the Mishkan connected and Mishkan relevant now? These are things that are fundamental and so important for the beginning, for our first meeting, that we're going to discuss the plan of building the Mishkan, not the end. And finally, Rabbi Isai, since when did Moshe Rabbeinu become the Mishkan man? Wasn't Bezalel the Mishkan man? Suddenly comes Parshas Pekudei, Bayoyim HaChodesh HaRishon, Be'echad HaChodesh, Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hikim Es HaMishkan. Whoa! When did Bezalel just get demoted?
thought Bezalel was the Mishkan man. I thought Bezalel, the Gemara Brachos tells us, he had the ability to be Mitzarif, the Osios, and connect to the creation of the world and carry out those kochos into the construction of the Mishkan. When did he lose his job? When did we fire him and we just rehired Moshe Rabbeinu and we give him a second chance? Why is Parshas Pekudei now introducing that Moshe Rabbeinu needs to get back involved in the Mishkan? Rabosai, I'd like to share something with you. An idea that I was inspired to me by a massive Talmud Chacham. Mirtz Hashem going to be the future Rebbe of some of you in Miami Beach. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan Zweig, massive Talmud Chacham. And I think it answers some of the questions that he raises, but some of the other questions that we're asking as well. But Rabbi said, I'd like to introduce the idea with the end of the Parsha. The end of the Parsha ends with Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the day when the Mishkan is constructed, and it ends with something we say every Matzah Shabbos. V'hi Noam. Moshe Rabbeinu gives his bracha and gives his blessing and says, what's the lashon that we say? V'hi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu. Where is this? What's a Shabbos? Oh, it's in the back of Marv. Let's just get the exact Lashon. V'hi Noam. V'hinei Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenu. Moshe Rabbeinu says that I'm giving you a bracha that your Ma'aseh Yadeinu should have Hashras Hashem. That now the Mishkan should now allow an illumination and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spirituality emanating out of what? Out of your Ma'aseh Yadayim. Out of your hands. Out of your labor. Rabosai, this is a fascinating ordeal that's happening in the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu has developed at the end of Parshas Pekudei, which is a real schmooze on its own. What Moshe Rabbeinu is developing over here in Avodas Hashem when it comes to here. But I think this is important to understand what the nature of Parshas Pekudei is. I have a basic question. Hashras Hashchina, the Rabbeinu Shalom residing, the Rabbeinu Shalom giving sanctity and spirituality into the Mishkan, that's not because of Yehi Noam, because of a bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving. It's because of a pasuk in Parshas Truma. V'asu li mishka, v'asu li mikdash, v'shachanti v'saicham. I'm commanding you. You build me a mikdash, and then I will respond. The Rebbeinu Shalom already granted his response. The Rebbeinu Shalom granted his dusha. What do you need Moshe Rabbeinu to now say these blessings? What do you need Moshe Rabbeinu to develop this whole idea? What do you need Moshe Rabbeinu to now say? May your hands now bring and trigger and now and elicit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's now going to come and reside in Shechina. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom already gave his avtacha. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, do as I told, and I'll follow. Yeah, you're walking over there, I'm going to come. Just do this. Make sure dinner's ready. Okay, he said he's coming. I don't need your brachas, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going on over here? Rabbi Yisai, the answer to this question is that Parshas Pekudei transformed something in Binyan HaMishkan. Parshas Pekudei introduced to us a brand new Mishkan, and it was only that new Mishkan that now had the ability to achieve all the things that Rashi says that is the real kapara for Cheda Egel, for the distance and the cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and defiling our relationship with Hashem, being involved in Cheda Egel. There was one way that could restore that, and it wasn't only just following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command and rebuilding the Mishkan that He commanded. It was taking the Mishkan to a new level, making a Mishkan Ha'edus, and not only a Mishkan, not the Mishkan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in Parshas Truma, in Parshas Vayakel, in Parshas Tetzaveh, all those Mishkanos that were HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'asu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'socham. No, there's a brand new Mishkan over here. It's a Mishkan of Parshas Pekudei. It's called Mishkan Ha'edus. And you know what, Rav Osai? This Mishkan the Medrash is telling us, it might look the same. It might be only one Mishkan, and there weren't two Mishkanos, and we're not going to Mahalach, there was a separate Beis HaKnesses. There was one Mishkan in Am Yisrael. But you know what? When we got involved in the Mishkan under Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, and we now introduce this new dimension of Mishkan,
there was no leftover money. There was no room to have any ve'osar. There was no leftover money. Everything was spent, and there was no room for anything to be left over. And that was Eidus, that we now came around and restored our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what changed? What's the missing link? What am I referring to? So comes along Rabbi Zweig, and he explains something beautiful. Rabbi Zweig explains, when you're deciding to build a house, Avitan and Morris, and you get a whole construction team to build that house, right? So there's one contractor, there's one guy who everyone at the Shabbos table is giving his name, whatever his name is, Steve, Julio, whatever, depending on where he's from. You know, this guy, Frank was in charge of this house. You see all the houses that Frank built on this block. He bought over all these houses, and he knocked over these little capes, and he built these beautiful, magnificent houses. And these are Frank's houses. But Rabbi, did Frank actually build the house? Did Julio build the house? Did Steve build the house? Did Steve even put a stitch of work into that house? What's the answer, Rabbi Isai?
No.
Steve has a team. Frank has a team. Frank has these guys that are there day and night working on this house, but it's all under whose name? It's all under who? Frank or Steve, whoever the contractor is. He might not actually be working. He might actually be in Miami, chilling out, but Lamaisa, the house was built by Frank. The house was built by Steve. And those workers are going to listen to their commandment, to the instructions of the contractor. They don't want to be fired. They want to follow every screw and every nail and every placement and every door and every bathroom and every, and how many half bathrooms and this and the ceilings and everything and all the dimensions and all the heights and everything should be exactly like Steve and Frank commanded us. And that's what we're going to follow. And here's the raw materials. And this is what you need. And I'm going and there's going to be left over if you're going to follow the instructions exactly. This is the amount that it takes up and it's needed. But then there's another way to build a house, Avitan. Now there's another way, another expression, another way that I can now build a house. It's the builders that say, we're not just following Frank's orders. You know what? Avitan, I want to build a house for you, and I'm actually going to go build it. I'm going to build it not because you want this house, not because you're on top of me and you're commanding me to have this house. I'm building it because I want to give something of my own house, and give it to you. That's a totally different house. That's a totally different setup. Something that doesn't exist in the construction world. That Lahavdil, Rabos, I think about this. I have a person that I respect, that I like, and I say, I am going to build you a house. That doesn't mean that I'm going to be on top of a team that I'm going to instruct them. I'm going to give you the house, and I'm actually going to build it for you. The builder means the person who actually built it and was involved, and he's deciding what to give to you. Lamashal, Rabbo said, let me give you another mashal. Zook asked me to buy something from him from the groceries. So I could go and I could do it for him, and I could buy it for him, and at the end of the day, he gave me the money, and I'm just really doing a mere, just walking over there, but who's really buying? I'm really buying it on his behalf. I'm doing his shlichus. I'm buying flowers for him because he asked me to do so. But then I can do it in another way. I can say, Zook, you know what? I'm going to buy you your flowers. I'm going to buy the flowers for you. But I like you so much, I'm going to buy the flowers, and then I'm going to give them to you. It's a totally different approach. It's a totally different relationship. That's a total different setup. That's a totally different builder. In one place, the builder is actually building and now constructing a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it, because I recognize and I want to build a house that he should live in my house, and I should give that house to him. Whereas in the first situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, be my workers, be my construction team, and build me a house. Those workers, that team of people, of those immigrants that are now working for Frank and Steve, don't have anything and they're not thanking him. And trust me, when he works away, they're cursing him out. But then there's another construction team. There's a construction team that, no, I'm going to build it. I don't work for you. I'm not going to do it just because you commanded me, because you're on top of me. I'm going to do it because it's my house and I want to give it to you. That's a different setup. That's a different construction. That's not because of Ba'asilu Mikdash V'shachanti B'socho. On the contrary, Rabbi Yisai, that's my materials,
That's my cheshbonos. That's my construction. That's my establishment that I now ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, you know what? Can you please come into my house? Can you please come into this thing and this idea that I had for you to get involved in the world and not just because you commanded me to do so? Pikude, what are you on top of the accounting? What are you cheshboning and counting every single thing and on top of every number and every account and every dollar and making sure everything's spent in the right way and you're very concerned about everything? You know what it is? When I'm building my own house, to get, even if I'm giving it to someone else, this is my own investment. This is when the cheshbonos are going to count. This is when I'm going to start calculating. This is when the pikude is going to become relevant. Moshe Rabbeinu knows Am Yisrael's involvement into this new Mishkan HaEidus. Not a second Mishkan, a Mishkan that represents Eidus, that restores this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to be in my house. I want you to be in my construction. I want you to be in my setup, my establishment, and you to follow, because, but based on my own initiative. That's something that Am Yisrael is going to be very on top of. Am Yisrael is going to be very involved and devoted to. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to make sure there's no Maris Ayin over here. People are not going to, you can imagine in the shul, you know, when you have a whole board and people are involved in donating this. Wait, what did you do with that money? What did you do with that? What Moshe Rabbeinu? What did you do? Not the Chas V'Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a trustworthy guy. But people are involved over here. People are connected. People want to know where every cent, where every dollar is going in, because we're building a house for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is our community that's doing it. We're fundraising for this set, for this setup, for this establishment. This is now going to be a totally new level. This isn't a Mishkan Rabbeisai. This is a Mishkan HaEidus. Something that the Medrash sounds like is a brand new Mishkan. It's like as if there's two Mishkanos and all the Mefarshim were struggling before that we set up. Rabbeisai, according to what we're suggesting, it's not that there was a second Mishkan. There was one structure, but it took on a brand new form. It went from the regular level of Mishkan to Mishkan HaEidus. It's something that Am Yisrael themselves connect to, and it's as if you see Am Yisrael in that house. When I walk by that house of that first construction team, and I see that beautiful, magnificent construction, mamish, this gorgeous house, Bardash on Washburn Street in Teaneck, beautiful house, wow, two-story, bro, beautiful, unbelievable, and I see it and I think, wow, you know who built that? Give me some name or both sides. I don't say I used to be already. I don't say the worker, the constructor, the worker Jimmy, who spent day and night toiling, who works on Frank's construction team. Who does everyone say when they see that house? That's Frank. That's got Frank working all over it. That's Frank's work. That's what Frank does. That's Frank's little impression that he does, and he changes. You could tell the difference between Frank's house and Steve's house. The different construction. Frank didn't do anything! Yeah, but it was Frank's instruction. It was Frank's command. It was Frank's team. Rabbeisai, when I walk down another house, and I build my own house, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, but because I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in my house, then you look at the worker. Then you look at the people who put in the effort. Then you call it the house of those people. That's representing the identity, not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but of who, Rabbeisai? Of Am Yisrael. And that's the ultimate Eidus. That's the ultimate restoring the relationship from Chayit HaEgel, that we're not doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you asked us to. We're doing it because we have a taiva, and we just want you to be connected to us. We want you to live amongst us, not because you said, we want you to be connected to this because we feel a void and we need to restore this relationship after Chayit HaEgel, that we feel distance from you. That's when the cheshbonos start. That's pikude. That's something and a leadership that was only able to be done not by a guy who was a chacham lev, who's an unbelievable person, who constructed the Mishkan in Truma and Tetzaveh, in Kisisa, in Vayakel, in Bezalel. No, Bezalel not anymore. Now we need Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we need our leader who can really connect us and make sure that we take the right steps and approaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come into our house that we're inviting him to be in. Into our Mishkan HaEidus, not our Mishkan. The other structure. The other structure that the Medrash sounds like is a second structure. It's not a second structure. It's a transformed structure. It's a structure that just went from a Mishkan to a Mishkan HaEidus. Rabbeisai, now we understand Rashi. Why is he dampening the moment? Why is he now, right after telling us that we're restoring our relationship, and we're saying that this is something beautiful on a high note, Mishkan Ha'edus, this is the proof that you are reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are restoring that relationship. And then Rashi, we're all excited, we're about to make a Kiddush because we read the Rashi, Mishkan Ha'edus, and we just restored the relationship, bring out the Schnapps, Baruch Hashem, bring out the Kugel, and now we read the next Rashi, and Rashi says, Mishkan, Mishkan. It's a Mashkan. You should know that this Mishkan, this Beis HaMikdash, through your Averos, is going to be destroyed. And it's going to be taken away two times. And that's why it says Mishkan twice. Mishkan, Mishkan. And we asked on Rashi, and we said, way to kill a moment. Way to kill excitement. We're just about to throw a Kiddush on the fact that we're restoring a relationship. Now you're talking to me about Chorban HaMikdash? Wait till Tisha B'Av! Come on, Rabbi Nishaloyalom! No. Rabbi said Tisha B'Av is a bracha. Tisha B'Av is something Chazal tells us, the Gemara Kedushin tells us, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his wrath and took his anger, even though we were choyte, on what? On Eitzim Va'avonim, and not on Am Yisrael, and he didn't decimate and destroy all of Am Yisrael. What enabled Mickey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take that approach? There was one parsha that enabled Rabbeinu Shalom to now say, instead of destroying Am Yisrael, I'm going to destroy something that identifies Am Yisrael. I'm going to destroy something that represents the Yisoid of Am Yisrael. I'm going to destroy a structure that now I have the ability to take out my wrath and my anger on Eitzim V'Avonim, and they can get punishment, and Am Yisrael can still exist. That's only if Am Yisrael built their own Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's only if the construction workers are not just working for Frank and for Steve, are not just working for a higher order, for authority, but rather they actually took part and are actually part and parcel of the HaKomas HaMishkan, and it's no longer a Mishkan, it's Mishkan HaEdus. So what we thought, Rabbi Yisai, that the two Rashis, the two members of Chazal, are a damper on each other, are really killing the moment, it's Adrab of Adrab. It's a bracha. And it's all because of this transformation in Parshas Pekudei, because the Mishkan just developed and transformed to be Mishkan, not longer Mishkan, but rather Mishkan Ha'edus. That's why that enabled that the Chorban would only be on the Beis HaMikdash, something that represents Am Yisrael, that represents Am Yisrael's initiative to want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reside in their house, and now allows for the Mashkon Mashkon, for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yisai, we asked on the Medrash, there was nothing left over in this Mishkan HaEdus. Why is that? You want to know why? Because now this is on my name. This is on my investment. I'm not going to leave any dime out of this. I want to make the most magnificent house. You know what? If you ask Jimmy or you ask the workers of Frank and Steve if they're going to make sure they're going to be leftovers, they're going to say, whatever Frank said, I don't know if there's leftovers. There's leftovers. We're just following our orders. We're following the instructions. There's no more leftovers. When you build a Mishkan HaEdus, every dime, every ounce is spent and dedicated to the Rabbeinu Shalom to make the most magnificent in-house. I want him to know when we invite him over to our house, it's going to be glorious. There's not going to be anything left over. The Mishkan HaEdus, no v'hosah. It's the same Mishkan. It's just without the leftover, without any change, without anything that was not included. We put every ounce and effort to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would reside in our house, Rabbi Yisai. So yes, although the Rabbeinu Shalom granted us v'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, and we knew that there would be hashras hashchina in the mikdash in Parshas Truma from that original pasuk, you still need v'hinom. You still need that tefillah at the end of this week's parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu saying that your Maisei Yadayim, your skill, your effort, your house should have Hashras Hashchina. The Mishkan HaEdus should be successful. That's really imbued and constructed and now triggering an invitation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should have Hatzlacha in your efforts because that's what Parshas Pekudei is. Parshas Pekudei is Mishkan HaEdus. It's no longer anymore Mishkan. It's the Pekudei. It's the Edus on the restoring of the relationship. It's our construction. It's the team. It's the people that are involved. The Pekudei, the Cheshbonos. That's the Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Tefillah and the ending of Hashras Hashchina coming out from the Hinoam, and we're no longer going to only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftacha, va'asu li'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. No, we want more.
We want that now our efforts and our demonstration and our approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, would you please come into the house of, that is ours and owned by us and dedicated by us and invested by us and we spent so much on it, would you please bring your Ashras Ashkina and allow our actions to trigger such an Ashras Ashkina? That's something that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to add to the Mishkan. Because this is no longer the classic Mishkan. This is the Mishkan of Edus. This is a Mishkan of Parshas Pekudei. This is no longer repetition of any other of the Parshios in Binyan HaMikdash and Binyan HaMishkan. We just took things to a brand new level. Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zeich. That Mirtz Hashem, that we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments. And we should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just because He commanded us, just because we want to follow His mitzvahs. But in Mirtz Hashem, we should find the ability to also have a pekudei. That this should be something so natural. That we should cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with Purim coming up. That Ad Lo Yoda, that all you can think about is just connection, Kimu Vekiblu, with the Eibishter, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in your house. In your life. Not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands it, because it's actually something that I naturally want. That I actually want to be connected to. I want to enjoy. I want to enjoy His presence. I want that to be, that's on the top of the things, of the list of things that I want in my life. That I want to do right now. I have a Sunday afternoon. What comes to mind? I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu over in my house that I'm dedicating towards the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm not only building a house that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to build and instructs me to build so that He can have Ashras HaShechina in this world. I am building my own house on my own initiative with my own ability to reconnect and restore my relationship because it's something that I am yearning for. Rabbeinu Shai.